the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor Phil Murphy has recently met with the CEO of Hard Rock International, Jim Allen, in the ongoing debate over smoking restrictions in casinos. During their meeting, Allen highlighted the efforts that casinos have made to protect the health of employees and customers, but health advocates have called these efforts insufficient. The state is considering stricter regulations on smoking in casinos without enacting a complete ban. The COVID-19 pandemic is leaving a long-term mark on society in the form of decreased life expectancy.
According to an analysis of all 50 states by the Centers for Disease Control, babies born in a majority of states in 2021 should expect to live a nine-month shorter life than the 79-year average the prior year. That's the case in 38 states, while 11 states held steady, or in the case of New Jersey, the projected lifespan increased by a year and a half. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Police are searching for two missing teenage girls who may still be in the Camden County area. 16-year-old Zadia Carfan has been missing for 2 weeks. Nicolette Marchetti was reported missing more recently. She disappeared from her home this past Saturday night, just hours before her 17th birthday. Both girls are from Sicklerville, but police say the incidents are unrelated. Anyone with information can call the Gloucester Township Police. There are more than 100 organic USDA-certified organic farms in New Jersey. Organic farmers like to use natural pesticides and fertilizers, such as manure and compost materials, instead of chemicals, says Ed Wingren, the state secretary of agriculture. Another pro for land use and management, organic farming is considered more sustainable.
You're putting organic matter into the soils versus putting the chemical nutrient into the soil that you would get with traditional farming. So you're building up soil nutrition, its base, its organic matter, its health, which then can improve productivity over time.
And he says whatever conventional farmers grow, so do organic farmers. So New Jersey will see plenty of organic tomatoes, lettuces, strawberries, and blueberries this season. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Our higher temps on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures are comfortable. Humidity is low. Skies are bright. Let's add to that, the tropics are quiet and the ocean is calm. It's good news all around here. We'll see just a few clouds pop in this afternoon. We're going to stay dry today. High temperatures mid to upper 70s. Tonight will be clear and comfortably cool once again with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, I think, is going to feel noticeably warmer as high temperatures push to around the 80-degree mark. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. We'll see periods of sun and clouds throughout the weekend. It's going to feel more seasonable, more summerish, with highs in the 80s for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Point Pleasant and Camden and Piscataway are all 76 degrees. Weather brought to you by Mrs. G TV and Appliances. Their first ever warehouse sale is this Saturday and Sunday. Again, Saturday and Sunday. You're invited to walk through their warehouse and find huge savings on appliances. It's this weekend only at Mrs. G Appliances. Business on Route 1 and Dara Lane in Lawrence Township and online at MrsG's.com. That's MrsG's.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.